Good morning from a very, 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 very wet Peebles, just north of the border into Scotland. You probably don't need me to tell you that there's severe weather warnings across the country. It looks no different here. I'm sitting on the road out of Peebles on the A6094, looking to my left across to a swollen river. I've just passed a floodplain that's completely flooded. I think today is going to be a challenge, not least because, you know, I'm sure, like yesterday evening, I will be going through some very rural areas. So I've sent a message to the team to keep an eye on Tracker because it's bound to be lost. Yesterday I lost, late in the afternoon, I lost Tracker signal and phone signal for 3 hours. I got to the accommodation at gone 8:15 last night, the Crown Hotel in Peebles. Very dark, and I knew I was low on fuel, although the warning light wasn't on. I wouldn't say I was panicking, but I was a little bit concerned that I was going to be stranded in some, very rural moorland location with just sheep and a few Highland cows for company. Luckily, I made it, but lesson learnt. I passed a petrol station yesterday when I was probably a third full. And I had 10 litres reserve in the grass box at the back for emergencies. But I had to call on that because I was in the middle of the sticks and the fuel light came on. So, as I said, lesson learnt. I'm relying on the sat-nav. I'm going to try and avoid the major roads, although it can't be avoided in many cases. I've got under 300 miles, according to the sat-nav, to do. But in reality, that's still 3 days of travel, so it's Sunday I'm going to be there earliest. And I would have said that I'm probably coming up to the most challenging part of the whole journey with going through the Highlands. I've got to complete the lowlands, up into the Highlands, potentially losing the signal, and probably disparate petrol stations and villages. Would appreciate your tweets, keep me company. As I say, I'm not listening to music, just enjoying the scenery. It's breathtaking, absolutely. I've seen so much variety and so many sights, I couldn't possibly begin to recount them all. It's just been a tremendous experience. Oh, and apologies, you probably have just got yesterday's audio boom. For some reason, it didn't send at all yesterday. So you've got day 11 and day 12 all in one go. I'm going to press on now because I want to really hammer it. I lost, I don't know how much time, probably an hour and a half yesterday doing radio and television, which is good. I mean, ITV Border was Hannah Lomas and Paul, can't think of your second name. Fantastic, very professional, very patient, did a fantastic job, and they made sure that they really got all the shots they needed. And I hope you saw the video, or if you didn't see it live on television yesterday at 6 o'clock, that you've seen the video link, and hopefully somebody will pop it up so that you can, if you haven't, so that you can see it. Anyway, I'll press on and I'll catch you all a bit later. Thanks, bye.